quack medicines. In the 18th and 19th century, when a doctor's care and medicine were expensive, alternative medicines were attractive. However, some medicines were not always what they seemed. They were sometimes highly coloured, smelly mixtures, and potions with a horrible taste. Patients thought that such medicines cured them, but they often did more harm than good. These medicines were often sold by quacks, unqualified men whose wealth was founded on the sale of quack medicines. Some of these medicines were often sold as food. An example of this was the epicure paste, such as gentleman's relish. Liam Perrins, originally a Worcester apothecary business, developed Worcestershire sauce. Hiram Maxim's inhaler was another example of patient cure. In the later 19th and early 20th century, the discovery of electricity led to development of machines to aid cures. These were often sold through newspaper advertisements. The alternative medicine case contains examples of such machines. Most of these machines were purchased in Worcester. This case contains some medicines and remedies that have been considered to be quack in the past, including acupuncture needles, an artificial sunlight kit, skin massages, electrical stimulation machines. On the top shelf, there are containers for food-based medicines like gentleman's relish.